will go to the hospital and deliver safely and come out just like that. I tell you, it is God. Give him thanks. Give him thanks for good health, for the babies, for the children. Give him thanks. I was looking at one of our babies after the prayer meeting yesterday. I said, Lord, I thank you. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Thank him that you are in good health. You are in your right frame of mind. They didn't lead your hand to the washroom this morning. They didn't lead your hand to bed and then wake you up again. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Let him hear your voice or not. Let him know how grateful you are this morning. There is none like you. There is none like you. Oh God, you reign. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Oh God, you reign. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Oh God, you reign. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you, God. Oh God, you reign. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Oh God, you reign. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. Oh God, you reign. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none. Oh God, you reign. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you for all you have done for us. Lord, there is none like you. Oh God, you reign. There is none like you. Father, indeed, there is none like you. 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 For all these testimonies you have put in our mouth, Lord, there is none like you. Lord, there is none like you. In all the hearts, there is none like you. In all the earth, there is none like you. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. There is none like you. You are our Elohim. You are our El Shaddai. There is none like you. We thank you even for addition of baby to your child. We thank you for answers to our prayer. To you be all the glory. Thank you for any time we gather this mountain. You are always there to answer us. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have given time. Father, this morning, we are grateful. As we go into your word, speak to us. Lord, take over this leap of claim. Make it die. Before the end of this year, before December, Father, let there be a mighty surprise for your children. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray this morning, save soul, heal the sick. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are praying. And the people of God will shout a big amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for your life. Thank you for joining us yet again to pray and to lift up our voices to God. I am a living testimony. God answers prayer. So I want you to be steadfast. He knows how to answer your prayer. He knows what is good for you. But the only thing is that he wants you to seek him first. When you seek him first, things that others are running after, they will begin to run after you. And I want to thank God that, yes, God answers prayer. This morning, he will answer your prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, please turn your Bible with me to the book of Psalm 45. Verses 2. And then Micah chapter 3, verse 8. Psalm 45, verse 2. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lip. Amen. Therefore, God, I bless thee forever. Now we are going to unmute our devices as we yet pray. Thou Father, as we embark on today's community outreach, let grace be poured into our lip. As we declare your word, let there be miracle. As we share the tract with people, even the fact, by just mere interaction with the people, miracles will happen. So you are going to unmute your devices. You are going to say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, grace be poured into our lives.
Grace be poured into our lives.
Make that your prayer this morning. And God, I'm sure you understand what it means for grace to be poured into our lives. God has given me the pen of a ready writer in this. Lord, let grace be poured into our lives this morning. In the name of Jesus, as we yet minister to your precious people, the one you love and die for, let grace be poured into our lips, O Lord. Let grace be poured into our lips
in the name of Jesus.
Let grace be poured into our
lips in the name of Jesus. Let grace be poured into our lips in the name of Jesus.
Let grace be poured into our lips, O Lord. Let grace be poured into our lips, O Lord. Let grace be poured into our lips, O Lord. Let grace be poured into our lips, O Lord. Let grace be poured into our lips, O Lord. Let grace be poured into our lips, O Lord. In the mighty name, we are free.
Amen.
You may mute your devices for a few seconds. Your next Bible reading and prayer point, it's actually the point. Point number four for why you must walk in the Spirit is also a prayer. Now, Micah chapter 3, verses 8. We are going to read it together. Micah chapter 3, verses 8. Just right after Amos and Jonah. Micah chapter 3, verses 8. Why is it important to walk in the Spirit, brethren? It is important because so that we can be full of the power of God. You can't do evangelism without the power of God. You can't preach Christ without the power of God. How can you embark on your business without the power of God? How do you want to raise your children without the power of God? How do you want to be established in this land without the power of God? We need the power of God for everything that we do. Now, Micah chapter 3, verses 8, 1 to go. But truly, I am full of power, by the Spirit of the Lord, and of judgment, and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression, and to Israel his sin. Brethren, when you walk in the Spirit, you carry the power of God. And the power of God is what Satan sees and bows. And so at today's community outreach, in the name of Jesus, everyone that shall appear to minister to the people of God, today you shall be filled with the power of God in the name of Jesus. You are going to say, Father, now you can unmute your devices. You are going to say, Father, empower me by your Spirit to walk in the Spirit, and that may be filled with the power of God. Make that your prayer this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus,
empower me by your Spirit.
Lord Jesus, that I may walk in the Spirit all times. Lord, that I may be filled with your power. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make me a living evidence of filled with your
power.
In the name of Jesus, for the advancement of your work here on earth, for the rescue of those who walk before you and the perfect God. Days of my life this morning, Father, and heal me with power from above, like you did unto Micah, like you did unto the apostle. Master, oh, let me, Father, empower us to walk in the Spirit at all times, that we may be filled with power in the name of Jesus by the Spirit of the Lord. And be not trying to do all of you that take it again. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to get well. He comes to God and say, Father, empower me to walk in the Spirit always, that I may be full with your power in the name of Jesus. Give us this outreach, Father, give us with your power. In Helen, O Camilla, O Alibia, fill us with your power, Maradi, I like you. I want you to know that you're praying for yourself. And then lastly, before you pray your personal prayer. Now back to the book of Isaiah, Psalms chapter 45, where we took our first reading in verse 2. Now we are reading verses 7. Psalm 45, verses 7. We are going to read together. There is blessing in me reading the word of God together. He enters into our spirit, our subconscious mind. Psalms chapter 45, verses 7. One, two, go. Thou
Lord, righteousness
and hated
wickedness.
Therefore God
and anointed with the oil of gladness
above thy fellow. Now put your right hand upon your head. You are going to say, Father,
Father,
make me a lover of righteousness. And hater of wickedness. And anoint me with the oil of gladness.
And anoint me with the oil of gladness above my fellow.
Make that your prayer for me. Psalm 45 is
definitely
your own life. Oh Jesus, make me a lover of righteousness. Even as I place your right hand upon your head and pray, in the name of Jesus, make me a lover of righteousness. I will hate you so, I will never rejoice in you. God had anointed with the oil of gladness. Father, anoint me with the oil of gladness. Above my fellow, Now, what do you want God to do for you? There are people here in our midst, and God has started. There are people here in Jesus' house that God will fill with such a great power that, you know, you begin to command the kind of exploit that has not been recorded in history in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. There are people here, the kind of power God will give to you is financial power, that he will bless you so much in such a way that you'll be a blessing to the nation. Amen. Now, there are people here that God will fill you with such power, you know, economic power, whereby you begin to create things, you add even to the economy of the nation. Receive that power in the name of Jesus. Amen. So go ahead and pray this morning. Pour out your heart unto him. Are you here this morning? You have not invited Jesus into your heart. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. You are here. You are not born again. Or you are with a family member, but you know you are not saved. I want to raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please forgive me my sins and write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, forgive them their sins, write their name in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. If you have prayed that prayer, please do send your information to us. You can send it to me or to any of the brethren that took our program this morning, and then we'll want you to grow, and the Lord will keep you. Go ahead now, pour out your heart unto the Lord. What do you want the Lord to do for you on this blessed day? Now begin to give him praise, give him the honor. Thank him for answers to your prayer. Father, I thank you for answers to my prayers. I thank you for answers to the prayer of your children. To you be all the glory. To you be all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you to stretch forth your hand this morning. Are you sick in your body? Lay that hand upon your body. In the name of Jesus, every form of ceaseless blood flow in your system, I command it to dry up now in the name of Jesus. I pray this morning, Father, I thank you for the word that you have brought unto us this morning. Lord, I pray, let this word mix with faith in the heart of your children in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, even for your word that you have brought unto us, fill each one of us with your power by your spirit as we walk in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we stand before you and thy people today to share the gospel again today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let grace be poured into our lips in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for as many of your children that will be sick or feeble, be healed now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Whatever you could not do before, now begin to rise up and do them in the name of Jesus. Maybe you have not been able to walk for a long distance. Today, in the name of Jesus, receive a brand new organs, liver, kidney, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, by the time we gather tomorrow, your testimony will be that the Lord filled me with power for his glory. And in the name of Jesus, there shall be mighty miracle at today's program, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are praying. And people of God, we shout a big amen.
Amen.
God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brethren, I want to thank God for your life. Please join us today, even for another community outreach. It's an opportunity to reach out to the poor, to the needy of the land. They need us. We are like clothes to them. We have responsibility to minister to them. So whether you have items to give away or not, that's fine. Bring yourself. Come and give yourself to the Lord. And as you do, in the name of Jesus, you will never be homeless. You will never be poor. In Jesus' name. Brother Divine, Brother Titus, and Brother Joseph, please do wait behind. God bless you. Have a blessed day. We'll see you later.